Welcome to Focus on AM 980 KSGM and KSGM980.com. Don Pritchard here, and joining me on the phone line, we're speaking with David Jenkins. He is the president of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. We're talking about the new EPA clean water rule, and many Republicans and those of that side of the aisle have said that this is an overreach by the EPA, that they're trying to control every mud puddle in the nation. And you take a different tack on it, David. And first of all, we'll say that you are a Republican, right?
Yes, sir.
And you are conservative, right?
Yeah, very conservative.
And you're very much in favor of property rights, I would assume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're seeing some good out of this EPA clean water rule that apparently other Republicans may not see. So tell them what they're missing.
Yeah, as conservatives, we like to take the long view and think about what's in the best interest of the country long term. And the thing that a lot of people just don't realize is that wetlands and some of these small streams that are covered under this new rule, they perform these functions. They filter water, they hold water, they release it slowly over time. So they prevent things like flooding. They actually prevent drought, too, low water flows in streams, because they hold the water and release it over time instead of, you know, having the water run off fast like it does from streets and parking lots and stuff like that. And so what happens is when we allow people to pave over these wetlands is that we increase the frequency of flooding, we increase all these needs for flood control and other things. So what that does is spawns infrastructure. We have to build dams, we have to build levees, we have to improve our sewage treatment plants because of stormwater inflow. All this infrastructure that we have to build, it costs a lot of taxpayer money. And so not only do we have to build that infrastructure to replace the free services that the wetlands were giving us, but we also have to maintain it over time. And not just us, our children and our grandchildren will be maintaining this infrastructure over time. It seems to us it makes a lot more sense to protect the natural characteristics of watersheds that perform these services for free. And then from a property rights angle, you know, what someone does upstream of you, if they pave over their wetlands or fill wetlands and you get faster storm water runoff, you have implications on your property downstream, whether it be in flooding, whether it be the stream flows too low, you can't irrigate your crops. So there's all kinds of problems here. So we need very clear rules and a definition of what's covered under the Clean Water Act, and it needs to be broad. And that's what the people who wrote the act, including Republicans, like Howard Baker, former senator from Tennessee and President Reagan's chief of staff, he was very clear that he was an author of the act, and he's very clear that the intent was that we include a broad spectrum of these water bodies so that, because everything is interconnected, and we need to protect people's property rights that live, work, and play downstream.
Okay, a couple of points that come to my mind. Can we trust the EPA in Washington, D.C., to regulate streams in the city of St. Genevieve or the county of St. Genevieve or Perry County where we live? Are they going to have the ability to micromanage what's going on a county-by-county level?
Well, EPA can't do it all. And even under the broadest interpretation of the Clean Water Act, which was in place for 30 years before that Supreme Court ruling in 2006, we were losing 50,000 acres of wetlands a year. So wetlands get developed even under, you know, the broadest interpretation of the Clean Water Act. But, you know, you try to think, well, you know, if you leave it just to the states, you know, these waterways, they cross state borders. Across county borders. And President Reagan acknowledged several times that when it comes to environmental resources that cross boundaries, the federal government is the proper place for that kind of oversight.
Is there a question of trust here that people in Missouri, you know, famous for the show me motto, can we trust EPA bureaucrats to treat us with a certain amount of fairness and in dealing with these regulations, or are they going to come down with a hammer on us? I think that's what a lot of folks are afraid of.
Yeah, well, the rule this time, the first rule they put out a year or so ago was very vague, so it gave them a lot of room for interpretation. This rule has been laid out to be much more specific. X amount of feet from high water mark, or X, you know, within this parameter within a floodplain, 100-year floodplain. And so what they're doing, they're focusing on these waterways that have a clear connection to a bigger waterway, to rivers and stuff that go down, that will flow into neighboring counties, neighboring states. So there's a parameter there. They can't just go willy-nilly and start regulating things that are isolated. Even isolated wetlands that have valuable wildlife habitat are not covered under this rule, where, as before, the Clean Water Act interpretation for those 30 years before 2006, those isolated wetlands were considered purview of EPA. But isolated ditches, mud puddles, things like that are clearly, if you read the text of the rule, are clearly not covered under that scope.
Okay. David, one final question. How is your view being received by others, like our Congressman Jason Smith here in Missouri, the 8th District? You know, he came out and said this is an overreach. He just really, ripped it apart. And I'm just wondering, are you able to talk to these individuals on the other side? Well, on the same side of the aisle as you, but maybe with a little different point of view. Are you able to get that message to those guys?
I mean, we certainly have Republicans in Congress that, are taking a more considered approach to this and looking at the rule more carefully instead of coming out really quick with a statement. This thing came out just a week or so ago, and the Farm Bureau and some of these members of Congress, they just wanted to get out as quickly as they could and condemn it. And my guess is a lot of them didn't even bother to read it. So in terms of, we haven't had a chance to get to all these people and get our voice out, so we're talking about this as much, and we're starting to do that now. So I'm not sure how many minds will change. But if you're a fiscal conservative, I mean, it's insanity to take away a free service that nature provides that, was part of the design, if you're a person of faith, take that away and then replace it with something we're going to be paying for the rest of our lives, the rest of our children's lives, and their children's lives. I don't see how that's conservative.
Well, I find it interesting. One of the phrases of the conservation movement is we all live downstream.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always going to be somebody downstream from us. You know, we may want to put in a parking lot on our property, but there's always somebody downstream who's going to have to take care of that runoff, et cetera. And who knows when we're going to be the victim or we're going to be the person responsible for causing the problem. One day we could be... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was saying President Reagan called that the destructive trespass of pollution. And he recognized that when one person acts irresponsibly and it has ramifications to someone downstream or downwind, then you're basically imposing a trespass on their property.
Yeah, you're limiting their enjoyment of their property. But when you're mm-hmm. the one doing it to the guy downstream, it's okay. But when the guy upstream of you does it, then it's bad. See what I mean? It's all in your
right.
point of view.
That's what we want people to see. We want people to understand both sides of that equation when they evaluate this thing.
Very good. David, we're out of time, but I appreciate your talking to me and on such short notice, and we'll get the word out. David Jenkins with me for Focus today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
David Jenkins commenting on the recent EPA ruling on the Clean Water Act, their interpretation. How do you feel? Let us know. That's our Focus. Let's check the weather.